USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back from the NATO summit in London, going about the business of the country, holding a power lunch, hosting UN Security Council members. The president pushing NATO nations to increase defense spending. So as the president continues to work, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted. The president calls it a big fat hoax. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, an ear-catching exchange between Pelosi and a reporter who asks if she hates President Trump. To that, she replies,
"And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time."
And Pelosi goes on to tell that reporter, "Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
After an on-again, off-again relationship, two media giants back together. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Viacom and CBS Corp went their separate ways 14 years ago, but now they're back together. The all-stock merger between the companies, announced in August after 3 years of on-again, off-again talks, has been completed, the result being Viacom CBS Incorporated. The new company has more than $28 billion in revenue and 4.3 billion cumulative TV subscribers around the world. The combined company's stock starting its trading on Thursday on the NASDAQ exchange under the symbols VIAC and VIACA. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 28 points to close at 27,677, the NASDAQ up 4 points, the S&P 500 up almost 5 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A deadly highway shooting in Florida. 4 people killed, including a bystander, after armed jewelry thieves hijack a UPS truck along with its driver and lead police officers on a high-speed chase. It starts in Miami and ends when the driver runs into traffic in Miramar, about 25 miles away. The suspects engage in a shootout with police. This all starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The thieves holding up a store in Coral Gables, and a woman, an employee there, shot in the head by a bullet that ricochets off the floor. She's rushed to the hospital. The two thieves killed, along with the UPS driver and a bystander who was in another car. Former New York City mayor and billionaire Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president as a Democrat, pushing his progressive gun agenda. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun, because just having a background check isn't enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.